So yesterday we left off with a kasha. Chayin's kasha, really. We saw Taisus and Ksuvus at the end. Taisus and Mekayim the Girsa that a katan has skiyah midaraisa. Even though skiyah is mitam shlichus, and a katan is nismayat from shlichus. But we can still be Mekayim the Girsa that a katan has skiyah midaraisa. Taisus says, the way we explain Taisus, that since the miyut of a katan from shlichus is from atam gam atam, pasuk by tshuva, so therefore we're only mimayat the katan from shlichus when it's dumi yudu tshuva, meaning by a schus ene gama. But by a schus gama, we're not mimayat the katan from shlichus. So I explained yesterday, even though by an akum, it's the same pasuk of atam gam atam, and they were mimayat to go from shlichus completely. Even by a schus gomer. So I said that's what the Gemara in Esther is according to Tosis. That's what the Gemara in Esther is explaining. That a kotan is also l'chal shlichus. That means a kotan ve'etzim is the person. Ve'etzim is a person who could have shlichus. So what's lacking? Just the das. So by a kotan's mistaber that the miyut of atam gamatim is from the das of shlichus. So that therefore the miyut is only limited to that kind of shlichus that needs das. What kind of shlichus needs das? Either by a chayiv, or even by a schus sheini gomer. So we have to have an ansadi, we have to have an oimid hadas, that mistami he would want, since sadas is gomer, but mistami he would want. So we have to command his das. And a kotan is nismayt from the das of shlichus. But by a schus gomer, which is a schus beatsim. So we don't need his das at all. So then a kotan is not nismayt from shlichus, and a kotan could have shlichus by a schus gomer. But shenking by a goy is not also a chash shlichus. A guy, the woman might a guy from shlichus not because he lacks in das. It could be have tons of das. Woman might a guy from shlichus because not a yisrael. So there the meat is from shlichus beetsim. Once the meat is from shlichus beetsim, so mali if it's a gomer, mali if it's a sheinah gomer. The meat is not mitzat the das. The meat is mitzat the shlichus itself. That was the how we were masber there. That's how we were masber the taisus.
Why does
need the meat for das of a cotton? Because I think sometimes a cotton, certain amount of das a cotton might have. We saw the muscle for kinyon and preserve for himself, a cotton could have das. Not so possible that a cotton has no das. A cotton has das to be kind of.
How does the meat work? The meat for his das, which he has?
He has a level, a certain amount of. Well, we could say in several ways. First, we could say. Chaim in Chazibum is Mechalak. There's a lot of reasons. This is a good thing to know. That there's a difference in Das and Kavala. Cotton, certain things a cotton could do. Things that don't require the merest Das, a cotton could do. Moshal cotton could be Mechel Tuma and a Keli. Say, this is, I want this to be a Kli. And that much, or those things that I just need to define the Maisa that a cotton could do. What the cotton can't do is it can use das to make a chalos. So maybe to be mamayah shliach. Rabbi Kreger said that to be mamayah shliach is a chalos. Needs a gemirah das. Maybe not. Maybe without a post, like I would say, to be mamayah shliach, maybe it doesn't require such a level of gemirah das. So the pasuk is mechadish. No, you have to have a level of nearest das to be mamayah shliach. Maybe like that, or maybe if you say you're a lot. Maestro, Sukkot Ha'aron. Why do we, if we're talking about, if the meat is inside the das of Shlichus, so we know anyway, cotton doesn't have das. For things where there's no meat. For Stam Kinyonim, cotton doesn't have das. Maybe if das has machni does, but in the early by mitzvah, he has no das. So there's a glory. Make a taste of, why should we need a posuk to make the cotton from das? So maybe it's like this. The cases that we're talking about are cases of, let's say the case at hand, Geirus. So Taisha says, since Geirus is a schus gomor, so cotton is not nismayt. But if Geirus would be a schus she'ene gomor, be a schus, or be it a schus, but a schus she'ene gomor, then we would be mamayt the cotton. Or Trum itself, it's a schus she'ene gomor, so we're mamayt the cotton. So again, you're asking, what do you need to meet? He has no das. With Emes, we're not talking here about das bepoel, we're talking about a non-sadi. Right? We're not actually asking the cotton, does he want us to be tayim? Or does he want us to have the to be mezakim the geirus? The need is, it's a schus, we don't have to ask him. But it's a schus she'ene gomor. So we want to do it for him with an anan sadi. If he would know about it, what would his das be? So maybe here we could say that if I didn't have a posuk, and it was just a shayla from mitzius, the cotton, he doesn't have das, so then anan sadi would work. Say just like a gadol, he doesn't know about it. But if he would know about it, he would. So how does it work by a gadol? He doesn't know about it. But if he would know about it, anan sadi, if he would know about it, any rational person, if they would know about it, they would come down. It's not a schus gomer, but all things being equal, the schus outweighs the chayv. So anan sadi, that if he would know about it, he would want us to do it. So that's enough to be called that we have the das of the that we have the das of the gadol. If a cotton, if we're just looking at it in terms of mitzias, that the cotton lemaisa doesn't have das yet, he's not yet mature enough to have das. So then maybe anan sadi would work. Lemaisa doesn't have das, but anan sadi, that if he would have das, he would want. So maybe that's enough that it's cool that we have the das of the cotton. Right now he doesn't have das. He's going to grow into his das. But when he grows into his das, he would be happy to have it. You know, if he would have the maturity of his das, he would. Then it would be a schus. So maybe if we would only be worried about the mitzias, the cotton doesn't have this. So how can he make the chalois? So we'll make it for him with an ansadi. So I know that if he understood the pros and the cons, then I know that this is what he would want. When it'll be a gadol for sure, this is what he would want, because it's an ansadi that this chus is more than the chay. So for an ansadi could perhaps take off. But the poil, the cotton doesn't have das. So an ansadi, al shots up, if he would have das, this is what he would want. But now that it's a miut, that a cotton, that this exists a kosov, that the das of a cotton is not enough for shlichus, so maybe that takes off an ansadi also. What does it help to say that if the cotton understood, this is what he would want, but the das of a cotton is mufka from creating shlichus, from being the das of shlichus, that takes off even an ansadi? Maybe that's why you need a posuk. I'm speculating a little bit, but I think it could be such a thing. Again, the reason why I need a posuk to be my the das of a cotton is because if I didn't have a posuk, it would just be a mitzvistic problem. Then an ansari would be good enough. Yeah, if I would ask the cotton, maybe he doesn't have das, but an ansari that this is what the cotton ought to want, this is what he will want when he grows up, when he gets more das. This is what, if he had das now, this is what he would want. So maybe that's good enough to be called that I have the das of the cotton. The gadol also, no, don't really have his das for poil. No, even by a gadol, I didn't ask him. Zochelon shloim b'fun. If I didn't ask him, I don't really have his das. Just points out it's a yush shloim the das. Can't even say no. You don't really have his das. It's a yush. Can't say well if he would want. Well, if he would want, it's a yush shloim the das. Lamaisa, I don't have his das. I have an ansadi. So with an ansadi, that's enough. I don't need his body. I don't actually need his das. I need to know what his das would be, if he would know. That's enough to create the shlichus. It's enough for me to know what his das would be, if he would know. So maybe by a cotton also, it's enough for me to know what his das would be, if he would have the full understanding. So that's enough. But that's without a posuk. But now there's a posuk that says that a cotton is mufka from das of shlichus. So then even an ansadi, at the end of the day, it's an ansadi what the das of the cotton would be, but it's still das of a cotton. You know, an ansadi what the das of the cotton would be if he really understood, but it's still das of a cotton. And a cotton is mufka from having das of shlichus. Ulei v'derech zeh. Anyway, let's go on. Whatever, I think maybe there's other hesber in this the kudah that you're raising. But as far as the pshat in Tosfos is concerned, I think this is certainly the translation of what it says in Tosfos. that the miut of a katan from shlichus is the miut in the das of a katan. So meila by yeschus gomu, I don't need the das of a katan. I don't even have to guess the das of a katan. Just chus be'etzim. I don't have to come out even a level of an atzari. I don't have to come out to the das of the mishalei. So meila, there's no miut of a katan from shlichus. So we left off yesterday with the kasha. What was the kasha? Anybody remember? Was the kasha? Kept you up the whole night, so was it?
Why isn't Chazer kind of by Metzia for a cotton?
The Gemara says in Metzia, the Gemara says in Metzia, a few hundred days. No, but Emes, I don't know if it kept you up the whole night, but certainly should have occupied you during Seder. So the Gemara says the Gemara says over there, Machlekes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Does a katan have chotzer? Balaramis and chotzer. Rav Yochanan says katan yesh le balaramis yesh le chotzer. Reish Lakish says katan ein le balaramis ein le chotzer. And the Gemara explains by get everybody. And the Gemara says the Gemara, what's the machlekes? If chotzer mishim yad, chotzer mishim shlichus. Rav Yochanan holds chotzer mishim yad, a katan has a yad. Reish Lakish says chotzer mishim shlichus, and a katan doesn't have shlichus. And it's mavur in the Gemara that the case that they're arguing about is Mitzir. It's Mitzir. By get for sure the chasim shemiyah. But the shalish afim, do we learn the Mitzir again? So tell me the case of Mitzir. Then we have a machlokes. Can a chotzer be kind of for a katan? Reish Lakish says no. Chotzer mishum shlichus vein shlichus lekatan. So the question is, we're talking about Mitzir. Mitzir is a schus. Now and it's a schus gomer. Mitzir is a schus gomer. Matana, there's a Rashba in Kiddushim, says Matana is not a schus gomer. The sign of Matana is Yichya. Okay, but Mitzir is for sure a schus gomer. By schus gomer, Tosis says that a katan is not mismatched from shlichus. A katan has shlichus by schus gomer. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Why is the shlokesh hold that since chasim shum shlichus, a katan can't have a chatzah to be kind of Mitzir? Great. Let's say so chasim mishum shlichus. But a shlichus by a schus gomer, a katan has shlichus. Tremendous kasha. Very, very formidable kasha. I want to say about there's a Rashi that you base him at Aleph over there. By the Gemara, about Chotzer Mishum, Mar says, Chotzer Mishum Yad is Yabloi Velegar Mishlichus. We pass like a Verchon, Chotzer Mishum Yad, but the Gemara says, Chotzer Mishum Yad, but it's Legar Mishlichus. Of course, it's a Gemara that we know about because Tosis quoted this Gemara at the very beginning. This is one of Tosis' Raya's, the main Raya of Tosis, that's Tiz Mitam Shlichus. So we know this Gemara. But again, what is it? What does it say in this Gemara? The Gemara is done. The starts like this. The Gemara starts on Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph from Bob Messiah. But the Gemara says, remember from Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda that Chatzere Shel Odom Koineloi Shelo Midaitai. That a Chatzere, even if I'm not standing next to the Chatzere, my Chatzere is somewhere else, and I'm over here, and my Chatzere is kind for me. Chatzere Shel Odom Koineloi Shelo Midaitai. The Gemara qualifies that it has to be a Chatzere Mishtameres. Chatzer Mishtameres. Not a Chatzer Mishtameres doesn't work. But a Chatzer Mishtameres is kind of like a Cholmakum. So if I'm here in Washington Heights and I have a backyard in Brooklyn and let's say it's a Chatzer Mishtameres and there's a Metzia, a Tzvi Shover comes into my backyard and it's Mishtameres, so you can't run out anytime soon. So my Chatzer is kind of from the Agam, but I don't know anything about it. So why is a Kash over there? Just going over to the Shakir Taya the Gemara. The Gemara there is a kasha. We find elsewhere that a chotzer is kind, even if it's not mishtameres. Why so? With Rabbi Gamliel, was kainim shoyavam v'sfino. Rabbi Gamliel was makne, wanted to be makne his meister only to Rabbi Akiva and his meister Sheni and his meister Rishon to whom? To Rabbi Yeshua. And how is he makne to them? So it says because mekayme muskula, he was masculine the mokum in which it was found. And the Gemara understands that it's a kinyan chotzer. They were kainim within a chotzer. It's not a chotzer mishtameres. It's not mishtameres for Rabbi Akiva. Something that's sitting around Leil's house. Not mishtameres for Rabbi Akiva. So where was the it's not a chotzer mishtameres? And you see that it worked. So the words one teres maybe was kinyan agav, and then our papa says that das acheres machna is different. You only need a chotzer mishtameres by a mitzia where there's a das acheres. A tana where there's a das acheres, you don't need a chotzer mishtameres. Then the words the kasha from get. get, you need, it says that if you throw a get into a woman's chatzer, into a woman's house, she need oimid v'tzida, oimid v'tzad chatzer, oimid v'tzad beisa. There you have both things. It's chatzer mishtameres, beisa is mishtameres, and it's dasacheres machne. You have all alamailas. And yet it says she has to be oimid v'tzad beisa. So it's a kashan of Yosef Yehuda. How can Yosef Yehuda say a chatzer is kind of a chamok, and shloimi daita? Here it says you have to be oimid v'tzad sedeo. Answers the Gemara that by Gavi get that chotzer is, answers the Gemara, this is where this line comes in, that chotzer is mishum yad v'legar mishlichus. Gavi get the chayvula ein chayvula no mele b'fonam. Gavi schus, the schus gavi mitzio or matana where it's a schus, so chus ofen lanam shalei b'fonam. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara means like this, that chotzer is mishum yad, we pass on the kaviyachin and chotzer is mishum yad, but that's only if you oimid b'tzad chatzer. Then it's dumi d'yodah. If you're not oimid b'tzad chatzeri, Rashi l'rat, Tosfos loves it's not dumi, then it's not dumi liyad. Rashi loves it's like kilu damuyi liyad. Same thing. If you're oimid b'tzad chatzeri, then a chatzer is mishum yad. So by a get, you can't work mitam shlichus because it's a chayv. She doesn't want the get, so it's not going to work al shlichus. Ain't chav and loyda mele b'fanim. She doesn't want it to be a shliach, but it has to go with yad. For yad, it has to be oimid b'tzad sedei. Oimid b'tzad sedei. But she'en came by the other cases by mitzil. And Mitzilah say, there it's a schus. So if it's a schus, so I don't have to come on to Yad, I can work mitam shlichus. So, because schi is mitam shlichus, this is what Tosfos writes, schi is mitam shlichus. So there it can work mitam shlichus. Since it can work mitam shlichus, so it doesn't have to be aimed at the sadeh, the sadeh could be wherever it is, and the sadeh is claimed on behalf of the person. That's the Gemara. So Rashi says the following. Rashi is addressing a question. Rashi doesn't tell us what the question is. We know in elementary school, we always have to know what's Rashi's question. Rashi's question, which we'll read Rashi in a second. Rashi's question apparently is that if it's a schus and zochel l'arim shleib afanov, that means you don't need das. That means zochel l'arim shleib afanov. You don't need his das. So why do you need das cheres machna? The Gemara says that by mitzia, if it's not a chatzim mishameres, you need das cheres machna. Why need das acheres machne? Rashi apparently understood that das acheres machne, you need the das acheres because there's no das. So you need the das of the nois and the matana because you don't have the das of the bialim. So Rashi bothered. So what are the das of the bialim? Zochim lanu shleib afanov. You don't need his das. So why need the das acheres machne? This is what's bothering Rashi apparently. So Rashi says, maybe I should put things on the... Does this thing work? We don't need that much on the board, just to know the facts. A chatzer mishum shlichus, svedara mishlichus, let me just say svedara mishlichus, and therefore when it's shalai b'fanov, the chatzer is chayim. Now, by what are the conditions, though, for a chatzer svedara mishlichus? What's the conditions for a chatzer to be chayim? So by matano, we said, what's the condition? I don't need mishtameres, but I need das acheres machne. But I don't need mishtameres. Mishtameres. By a mitzvah, I don't have das acheres machne, so then I need mishtameres. Right? That's what we saw in the Gemara. The Pashup Shad is that the Das Acheres Machne is a substitute for Mishtameres. But you have to have Chotzer Mishtameres. If you don't have Chotzer Mishtameres, you have to have Das Acheres Machne. So Pashup Shad, when I read the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, I thought it means that the Das Acheres Machne somehow like makes it Mishtameres. So it's not really Mishtameres, but if the Das Acheres is there, so somehow that's like the equivalent of Mishtameres. It's a quality that Chotzer needs to have to be able to be Kainan. Chotzer Mishtameres. And that's how I thought of Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, at least initially, you read the Gemara, you see that when it's, anybody would think, you know, you read the Gemara, when it's Mishtameres, you don't need Das Acheres Machne. When it's not Mishtameres, you need Das Acheres Machne. It sounds like the idea of Das Acheres Machne is the Chotzer has to be Mishtameres. The Chotzer has a quality in its being Mokum Kabbalah, and it's being able to be Makabal things. It has to be Mishtameres. If I have Das Acheres Machne, so maybe like the Machne worries about it being Mishtameres or something, I don't know, something along those lines. But I see that Rashi didn't want to know it. Because Rashi's bothered by a question, why do you need das acharis makne zochel adam shleim b'fanof? You don't need the das of the bayit, you don't need the das of the mishaleach, so what do you have to have, what do you have to come out to das acharis makne? Apparently Rashi learned that the reason why you need das acharis makne has to do with the shlicha shavai. How can the chutzur be a shliach for the mishaleach? Where's the das? The chutzur doesn't have any das, so you have to have das acharis makne. So Rashi now bothered by, maybe I'm saying too much introduction, Rashi's bothered by, what do you need that for? Zochel adam shleim b'fanof. You don't need the das of the mishaleach. That's the din of Zochel Adam Shleim B'Fanav. And let me read you the Rashi. Let them saw the Rashi. I mean, this you have to have seen. I told you. Yes, you have to see it. Zok Rashi. Umi yugabi mitziyah ki lesa gabo. When he's not oimid b'tzad sedeo by mitziyah, dolinaf kiskiyosu mishim yatsu, it doesn't work kastiyah, it has to come out to shlichos. Lekel ribuya mishlichos. So then it can't work. The chotcha can't work mishim shlichos. By mitziyah. We don't have das acharis makne. The gabei shlichus he could das asheleich loy das shliach. Aval chotzer lekel loy das asheleich veloy das shliach. Hilchuch bein das acharis makne. That's just a whole new thing. You know why you need das acharis makne? You need by. You know why you need das acharis makne, and therefore by your mitzvah you're not kind of unless it's mishtameres. But Rashi is talking where it's not mishtameres. You know why you need das acharis makne? Says Rashi. Because for shlichus, you have to have oidas shliach, oidas mishaleach. And over here, you don't have neither the das of the shliach nor the das of the mishaleach, because the mishaleach doesn't know and the shliach is a chotzer. So therefore, you have to have das acharis makne, because shlichus has to have either das shliach or das mishaleach. That's the reason why you have to have das acharis makne. So let's go through one thing at a time. First of all, let's understand what Rashi is saying. Just the translation of Rashi. What does Rashi mean that shlichus needs oidas shliach oidas mishaleach? I always thought shlichus needs both. Shlichus says you have das shliach and you have das shliach. What does Rashi even mean when he says shlichus has to be either das shliach or das mishaleach? You have to one of the two, and here we have neither. What does it mean? I was always brought up to believe that shlichus you have to have das mishaleach and das shliach. I mean, isn't that true? If the mishaleach the moshul is a cotton, so you don't have any shlichus, or a chariot, whatever. If the mishaleach is a shaita, then you don't have any shlichus. And if the shlichus is a shaita, there's no shlichus. Like the Gemara says, like the Mishnah says in Gittin, chariot shaita the cotton can't be a shliach. Certainly can't make a shliach. It's also a Mishnah in Gittin. So what is what's Rashi talking about? Shlichus is oidas shliach, oidas mishaleach. What's the Rashi saying? I think the Pshat Rashi is like this. It's simple Pshat Rashi. Before we get into anything more, of course, shlichus is ayavi shlichus. You have to have the das of the shaleich and the das of the shliach. That's the aleph beis of shlichus. But by eschus, the chiddush is often not a shleib afanav. Is that in immediate eschus you don't need the das of the shaleich? Perhaps the lumdus and ansadi. I think Rashi probably not with an ansadi, but whatever the lumdus is. By a schus, the chiddush of zochel adam shleim b'fanav is you don't need the das of the mishaleach. Conversely, by a chotzer there's a chiddush. Chotzer mishum shlichus. Eshtalkus holds chotzer is always mishum shlichus, and here the Gemara is saying even koin tevirchen is legoy mishlichus. Shleim b'fanav chotzer is mishum shlichus. So in the idea of chotzer mishum shlichus was nischadish that a chotzer could be a shliach without having any das, because the chotzer doesn't have any das. That's a chiddush by chotzer. A person to be a shliach has to have das because he has to do with das. A cotton can't be a shliach. A chotzer shali, it's a chiddush in Torah, that a chotzer shali could be my shliach without having any das. So we have two parshias, mechudish dika parshias of shlichus in Torah. One is zochel adam shleim b'fanav. Torah is mechadish that in immediate discuss you don't need das in shaleach. And you have chotzer. Torah is mechadish that a chotzer you don't need das. When my chotzer is a shliach, then I don't need das of the shliach. Says Rashi, by right then ought to follow that in immediate discuss, if you have a chotzer, then you don't need neither das mishaleach or das mishaleach. So I want my chotzer to be zoicher for me, shalei b'fanav, so then I don't need das mishaleach nor das mishaleach. I don't need das mishaleach because it's a schus, and I don't need das of the shaleach because it's a chotzer. So I could just have everything go in automatic pilot. Not the mishaleach knows what's going on, not the shaleach knows what's going on. The whole thing will just go on by itself. You know, like in the cartoons where the students leave their tape recorders and the professor puts on his tape recorder and his tape recorder talks to the tape recorder, and you don't have anybody's das, everything just happens on its own. So I would say maybe that's the work. Says Rashi, no, that doesn't work. You can't put those two things together. Yes, there's a chiddush, zochem lorem shleib afonim, you can get away without das ha-mishaleach, la'ischus. And yes, there's a chiddush by a chotzer, you can get away without das ha-shliach. But you can't do both. You can't mix them, you can't put the two together and say, by a schus, by a chotzer, by a zochem lorem shleib afonim, you can have neither the das ha-mishaleach nor the das ha-shliach. That's not such a thing. Shlichus has to have either das ha-mishaleach or das ha-shliach. So you want to use zochem lorem shleib afonim, and get away with, and dispense with das mishalech, and you have to use a real live shliach. Or you want to use chotzer, then you can't use ochel mishalech b'fonov. So you have to one or the other. You can't have a shlichus that has neither das mishalech nor das shliach. So that's the case. Give me one second. So that's the case, says Rashi. So how does it work? How do you have zochel mishalech? So how does it work by a matana? How does the chotzer zoicha for me in a matana? You don't have das mishalech, so to me it is chos. Zochel mishalech b'fanov, but I don't have the das of the mishalech, and I don't have the das of the shliach. So how could that happen? So Rashi, that's the word of das acheres makne. Das acheres makne allows that even though I don't have the das mishalech and I don't have the das shliach, the das of the makne can be a substitute for a das shliach or das mishalech. Well, in parentheses, I'm really not sure now. I have a mokum sofet if das acheres makne substitutes for the das hamishleich or for the das of the shliach. I don't know which one. Maybe either. Maybe one. Maybe not. Maybe it's one in particular. Later, there. I'll see you later. Maybe we'll have achron that. But I think that's a mokum. So maybe I'll put up on the board. We shouldn't forget. But I have a sofet. Actually, it's not in this world of Rashi. This das acheres makne. This particular das acheres makne by a chotzer. Das acheres b'mokum das hashliach, meaning like it puts das into the chotzer, or b'mokum das hamishaleach. I'm going to reference this later. I don't have achron that. For our purpose right now, it doesn't matter. So that's the Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. He's telling me now a new havana das acheres makne. You know why you need das acheres makne by a matana? When a chotzer that's been kind of matana, you need das acheres makne. Really, you shouldn't need it. You have everything you need. There's no das mishalech, but so what? Zochel lorem shleib afonov. There's no das hashliach, but so what? It's a chotzer. Chotzer never has das. But the reason why you need das acheres makne, Rashi says, because it's a new principle. You can't have shlichos without any das at all. So you can't put together that you should have zochen with a chotzer and neither have das mishalech nor das hashliach. So you have to inject somehow. You don't have any das, you have to inject das. How do you inject the das? With das acheres makne.
I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
The reason that when it's a chatzah being kona, you don't need das, a shliach is because it's a rabbanu shmihad?
No, even if chatzah mishim shlichus, but it's exactly a kosel of chatzah mishim shlichus. Rashi, it's a weird. Rashi holds that chatzah mishim shlichus is a sar. But somehow in a chatzah shali doesn't have to have das to be mashliach. A chotzer mishum shlichus means that a chotzer is shlich intrinsically. A person has to decide to be mashliach. My chotzer is mashliach intrinsically. So it doesn't need das to be mashliach. That's the chiddush of chotzer mishum shlichus. Chotzer obviously has no das. Doesn't matter. Chotzer mishum shlichus says that a chotzer is an automated shlich. It doesn't need to have any das. But Rashi says, nonetheless, that only works if you have das, at least das mishalech. But you can't have zochem lorem shleib afonim and chotzer, neither das mishalech nor das shlich, because that already not.
So if Rashi is saying this,
right.
I would assume the svara is that by somebody that has das, he has das, I guess perpetual das, that his chatz is coming for him, which is why, in the case where the mishalech doesn't have das,
we'll come to that. I don't know if it's perpetual das. We'll see. I don't think it's perpetual das. If it was perpetual das, I would have mishalech. I would have das mishalech.
Yeah.
Rashi, I don't have das mishalech. That's why you das chares machne. By a chatz, I don't have das mishalech, and I don't have das mishalech, and by zochen, I have das mishalech. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. By regular chotzer, at least I have das mishalech, because the mishalech wants to the chotzer to be kind of. When it's not a zochem lorem shleib afonov kind of case. So the chotzer the mishalech wants. So that's a chaser shleib is kind of. So let's say by gneva. Chotzer by gneva. So it's mishum shlichus. When it's shlokish, it's mishum shlichus. If it's shleib, if he's not oimid b'tzidah, it's for sure mishum shlichus. But he wants the chotzer to be kind of. So you have das mishalech. I don't have das shlich, but I have das mishalech. By zochem lorem shleib afonov, you don't have das mishalech. So you want to put the two together, chotzer with zochem. I think that's what it says in the Rashi. I don't even want to I think that's what it says in Rashi. So whatever questions we have, you can ask Rashi. But I think that's the push of the translation of Rashi.
So what would Mishnah Meres
do? Oh, so the question is, and this way I think Rashi asks other. So what does Mishnah Meres do? If you're telling me that Rashi is saying a new Yisrael, that by Chodesh Nidoy Das Shliach Das Mishaleach, and that's what Asachar is Machne gives me, that that's because otherwise no Das. And it's axiomatics is Rashi. You can't just not have das at all. Have a shlichas an automatic pilot. You need to have das. So fine, that's good when you have das acharis makne. But what if I meant by mitzia? By mitzia, there is no das acharis makne. What do we have instead? We have chotzer mishnah meres. What does chotzer mishnah meres give me? I need das shliach or das mishalech. So how do I have that? Is peshu es kasha? Other achayim es kasha. I think Yeshua wants to say, I didn't look inside, that Mishnah Meres is already Mishnah Miyad. That's very complicated. That's a very complicated text. Gets into all kinds of problems. Because not Oymed B'tzidah, Rashi is supposed to say that to be Mishnah Miyad, you have to be Oymed B'tzidah. Say, well, when it's Mishnah Meres, it's Mishnah Miyad, even if you're not Oymed B'tzidah. It gets very complicated when you go back to the Sugin that Yunus Beis, of Yerchon Rish Lokus, it's a Chatzim Mishnah Meres, and they argue if it's Mishnah Shlichus or Mishnah Miyad. But, yeah.
I might be remembering correctly, but I think that maybe there's a gilion on this Rashi that changes the gears from Das Acharis to Mishnah Meres.
Yeah, there is such a gilion. You're very good. But what does that mean? So what does that mean? Since no Das Machne, there's no Das Shliach, and there's no Das Mishalech, therefore you need Mishnah Meres. What does Mishnah Meres give me? So, come, the Pnei Shua's Malach is that what Mishnah Meres gives me is that when it's Mishnah Meres, it could be Mishnah Miyad. Because we're going to have Yechim, the Chatzim Mishnah Miyad. Just you're not Oymed B'tzidah, so that's why you have to have Ligar Mishlichus. But when it's Mishnah Meres, then you don't need Oymed B'tzidah for it to become Mishnah Miyad. Right? That's a complicated Teretz, and it creates a lot of problems, but maybe that's fine. There's such a Malach. But the Lemdim point out, it's already a recent discovery, that in the Piskei Riyaz, right there, enough to be Bezim Ralph in Bar Mitzvah. The Piskei Riyaz says that Chotzer Mishnah Meres is kinda because I have the lashon over here. Okay, I do the lashon in my notes. The lashon is always good to have. Very good. This unbelievable Piskei Riyaz. Chotzer Mishnah Meres l'daitei shenoflu shom mitzio zochsu lechatzera afilu shalei b'fonu b'afilu shalei midaitei hoilu mishtamer kein hoilu mishtamer kol ma shenoistim l'soichi al rei mechitzes udlosois harei mitchilo hoya daitei liskeis b'chol mashe b'soichi. Since this chotzer has mechitzes and losois, and I guess he put them up, so mitchilo hoya daitei where did it go? Or keep things in.
Well, that's what he's saying. I don't know.
Why? Mitchilo hayadaito. Oh, yes, and kasher.
Yeah.
Mitchilo hayadaito. Liskeis b'chol mashu b'soichel. When you have a chotzer mishnah meres, then there's a presumptive das from the very beginning. That's a tremendous chiddush that we have. But I think that would work very well in the Rashi. Maybe with the other guys in the Rashi, it works even better. But I think that's very attractive. It's not my discovery. This is in the rate. That this Piskei Riyaz works very well with the Rashi. But then the Rashi thing about you have to have das shliach or das mishalech. So how does a chotzer work shleim midaitei chaser shleim kaim shleim midaitei? So in one of two ways, either you have das acharis machmi. Das acharis machmi is a substitute for, I'm not sure, either das shliach or das mishalech. Or you have a chotzer mishnameres. When you have a chotzer mishnameres, then you have das mishalech.
Is that not derech the rush?
What?
Is that not derech the rush also on Kufbeis?
Oh, so I'll tell you the rush in a second. Now, let me stress. Even after this Riyaz, that Chotzer Mishnah Meres gives me Das HaMishaleach, that's not the only function of Chotzer Mishnah Meres. The Chotzer that's not Mishnah Meres also has a lack in... Can't just say that the whole idea of Chotzer Mishnah Meres is just to provide Das HaMishaleach. Chotzer Mishnah Meres is more than that also. Because even if you have Das HaMishaleach, You cannot be kind of mitzvah with a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. For example, that's a gemara nachkufes. If a guy said, got up one morning and he said, any mitzvahs that come into my chatzah today, I want to be kind of. So the gemara says, the fairish, if it's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, you're not kind of. Why? You have dasam shaleach, explicit dasam shaleach. We have to worry, you know, forget the mishtameres kind of das. He said, mitzvahs, he got up today. And he said, first thing in the morning, he wants to be kind, all the mitzvahs that come into his chatzah today, and the Gemara says it doesn't work, because it's a chatzah sheni mishtameres. So, I have to say that a chatzah sheni mishtameres is another chisorin as well, that a chatzah sheni mishtameres, it's not a mokum kabbalah. He wants to be with kabbalah, he wants to be kind to anything that walks into this field. But his field's not going to hold on to it. They're going to walk in, walk out, the tzvi will walk in, the tzvi will walk out. It's not mishtameres, it's not a mokum kabbalah. So it just lacks in the kinyan. So for kinyan chatzah, you have to have mishtameres or nasachres maknasem. It also takes care of that. So chatzah mishtameres apparently has a double function. Chatzah mishtameres, first of all, it in order to have a kinyan, it has to be mishtameres. It can't be a tzvi that you can't even catch. The tzvi is not mishtameres in the chatzah. So the kinyan chatzah has to be mishtameres. But then in addition, that's the piskei riyaz, and maybe reading in the Tirashi. In addition, chatzah mishtameres provides me with dasam mishaleach, because mishtamah yadaita to be kinyan kol mashav b'sayim. But I think this could be pshat in a rush. So the Ellie's pointing out. Right there in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, there's a very interesting rush. It says, and that Gemara, the Gemara says, a person got up in the morning and he said, it's a brisa, what goes to brisa? A person got up in the morning, he said, that anything that walks into my field today, I want to be kinder, so he's like kama. He's like kama. But, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, if it was Yotzu L'Shem Mitzir B'Yim, if people already heard, it was in the news, that in so-and-so's chotzer, there's a tzvi shover sitting in the field, so then he is kinda. So the Gemara says, why is he kinda? So I'm a chotzer mishtameres. So that's the Gemara, no, since everybody knows about it, it's very public knowledge that it was in his. So in Baila, nobody's going to take it. Nobody knows about it, so if somebody sees it, they might take it. But here it's public knowledge, everybody knows that it's in his Baila, it's in his chotzer, so people are going to be bedili mine, nobody's going to take it. Because now it's public knowledge that this field was found in this guy's chotzer, nobody's going to walk in and take it, it'll look funny. So therefore, it's miftel bedili mine, and it's gechotzer mishtameres dom. That's the Gemara. Says the Rosh. But there's still mashman the Gemara that he has to get up in the morning and say that he wants to be kind, and he sees to come into his chotzer. Says there's that a general requirement that in order for chotzer to be kind, you have to get up in the morning and say you want to be kind, and he sees that comes into his field. Doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't say that it's only on condition that he got up in the morning and he said he wants to be kind, and he sees today. Says the Rosh. No, here it's different. Because even though by yotzel l'shem mitzir b'ir, it's mitul b'dilumine, so it's a chotzer mishtameres, but it's not mishtameres l'gamre. So he has to say he wants to be kind of the Messiah. But a chotzer mishtamer is kind even if he doesn't say. That can't be very rough. So Rosh is Miza Hesmer, what kind of pshar is that? Chotzer mishtamer is legamre, it's chotzer sheni mishtamer is legamre, chotzer not mishtamer is at all, you're not kind at all, no matter what you say. Chotzer is mishtamer is on the level of bilimine, so that you have to say you want to be kind of. And a chotzer is mishtamer is legamre, that you're kind even if you didn't say anything. Seems very arbitrary set of rules. So I thought maybe in the light of this Piskei Riyaz, so Pshat and the Rosh is Givali. Chatzah Mishtameres has two facets. First of all, Chatzah Mishtameres makes it that it's a mokum, you can do a kinyan. It's a mokum Kabbalah, it's able to do kinyan Chatzah. Otherwise, not a mokum kinyan, not a mokum Kabbalah to have kinyan Chatzah at all. Because you can't hold on to it. Chatzah doesn't really hold on to it, so it's not kinyan Chatzah. But Chatzah Mishtameres gives me something else as well, that I have Dasim Shaleach. Because without Das, you can't have a kinyan Shlichus without Das. You need to have das mishaleach. So that the Piskei Riyaz says, a chotzer mishtameres. He made losses. He made mechitzes. Metchila yadaita to liknos kol mashiv b'soicha. So chotzer mishtameres does two things for me. It gives me that it's a mokum kabbalah, and it gives me that I have das mishaleach. What about a case where it's really not a chotzer mishtameres, but it's mishtameres only because it was on the news in the morning that there's a tzvi shover in his backyard, and everybody knows about it, so nobody's now going to have the effrontery to go and take it. So mele it's mishtameres. Does that give me that I have das mishaleach? About enough. Where's the gili in the das mishaleach? When you yourself built the losses in the mechitzah, so I see the das mishaleach. You want to be kind of things in your chotzer. Over here, you don't have any das mishalech. How do you have das mishalech? The mishalech didn't do anything. The Baal HaChatzar didn't do anything. On the news, there was an announcement that there's a tzvi in his backyard, so the other people in town are going to be badal minei. But where do I see the das mishalech to be kind of? That I don't see at all. So I have das. I have a chatzar mishtameres le'inyan that the tzvi is mishtameres in the chatzar. People are going to walk in and take it. So it's mishtameres mitzad that it's a mokum kabbalah mitzad the kinyan shavoy. I have the mile of mishtameres. But mitzad das mishalech, I have nothing. So there I need das mishalech. So I need, he should say in the morning that he wants kol mashe b'soichi, he wants to be kind. Any matzias that come into his field, today he wants to be kind. Then I have das mishalech. So I thought, in this rosh is a very big siyua to this piskiriyaz, that he's not a das yochel, this piskiriyaz. He's not off on some limb. But it says in this rosh that chotze mishtameres, besides other things that chotze mishtameres does, Chotzer Mishtameres Mamish is a substitute for the need to wake up in the morning and say, I want my chotzer to be played any mitzvahs that happen to walk in today. That says in Rosh. It says in Rosh that there's a Chotzer Mishtameres, a sort of low-level Chotzer Mishtameres that you know you have even by Dilimine. But then you need to say you want to be kleiner. You want to get away with not having to say you want to be kleiner, then you need a Chotzer Mishtameres Mamish. Chotzer Mishtameres Mamish substitutes for the need to say that you want to be kleiner. What's the Havana? I think the Havana is out there at the Piskeriyat. Because by Chotzer Mishtameres, when you made the Chotzer in a way that should be Mishtameres, so then you have Das Mishalech. And if you don't have that, then you have to have an explicit Das Mishalech. In Kenim Ador, so the Chinu that we have now, Rashi, the Riaz, the Rosh, we have a set of Rishonim, whom this idea seems to have a Mokum Achizah. That even though Chatzer Shalom was Kainul Shlomi Daitoi, but by Chatzer Mishtameres, that even though Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said Chatzer Shalom Kainul Shlomi Daitoi, Chatzer Kainul Shlomi Daitoi, Mishum Shlichus, not Aimi Betzida, if I'm Aimi Betzida, it's a Yad, but if I'm not Aimi Betzida, it's a Shlichus. But there's a condition, Rashi's condition, Shlichus has to have Das. It has to have either Das Mishalech or it has to have Das Shlich. Of course, again, as I said before, you weren't normally Shlichus has both, but sometimes you can get away without having Das Mishalech by Zochel Arm Shalom Befonim. Sometimes you can get away with not having das or shliach by a chotzer, but you want to have both together. Zochen lanu shleib b'fonim and a chotzer. Then you have neither das mishalech nor das or shliach. There can't be ein shlichus b'lo das. So you have to have some kind of das in order for the shlichus to work. You have to have some kind of das. What das could you have? Well, you could have das acharis machne. That's good by matana. So you have das acharis machne. But by mitzi, you don't have das acharis machne. So where's the das? The answer is chotzer mishtameres. Chotzer mishtameres gives me now I have das mishalech. If that's the case, and of course it's big chidushim, but if that's true, then the kasha we began with today falls away. What was the kasha? Aisa says that by a schus gomer you don't have to have a cotton's not in smite from shlichus by a schus gomer. So Mechayim asked, what about chotzer? What about matana? Matana is a schus gomer, and the Gemara says, and the Rish Lakish said that if chotzer is mishum, that according to Rish Lakish, that chotzer is mishum shlichus, then a cotton cannot be koine a matana with a chotzer. Because a cotton doesn't have shlichus, and Reish Lakish holds chotzer mishum shlichus is shevoy. It's not chayin, but it's a schus gomer. By a schus gomer, cotton was not mismayed. That was the chayin's kasha. The answer is not. I mean, the answer just pops out. We explain the Tosis when Tosis says by a schus gomer, cotton is not mismayed from shlichus. That's not some arbitrary thing. It has a havana. The havana is that a cotton was only mismayed from the das of shlichus. And by a schus gomer, you don't need das. You don't need das mishalech. So that's why you can be zoicha for a cotton in a schus gomer, like by Geras. You can be zoicha for a cotton in a schus gomer because in a schus gomer you don't need das mishalech because it's intrinsically a schus. If you don't need das mishalech, then a cotton could also have shlichus because the cotton was only nismayed from the das of shlichus. And by a schus gomer, you don't need the das of the mishalech. But that's only true that you don't need the das of mishalech by a schus gomer when you have at least what. Das Ashliach. But if you don't even have Das Ashliach, then you can't have Shlichus, because then Shlichus blei Das. You need either Das Mishalech or Das Ashliach. And here we're talking about a Chotzer. A Kotlin has a Chotzer. If a Kotlin has a Chotzer, then there's no Das at all. You don't have Das Mishalech, because a Kotlin doesn't have Das for Shlichus. He's nislaif from Das Ashliach. Elamai, Das Ashliach, a Chotzer doesn't have Das. And there's no Das Acheris Machne, because we're talking about a Matono. The Gemara of the Berish is talking about Matono. Do we learn Matono Miget? That's the Lashon Gemara. Yalfina Metzia Miget. We're talking about a Metzia, there is no Das Acheris Machne. So what Das could you have by a Metzia? What Das could you have? Chotzer Mishtameres. Chatzim Mishamer is just a way to have Das Mishalech, but a Kotten doesn't have Das Mishalech. Kotten is mismay from being Das Mishalech. So the Gemara is Tachira. It's a different Gemara. If a Kotten, for a Kotten to be Zoich, to be Koine Matono, Ali Dei Chatzir, that doesn't make any sense. The Kotten doesn't have Das Mishalech. The Chatzir doesn't have Das Shliach. And there's no chutz, and you can't say, but it's mishtameris, because the whole mile of mishtameris is that it gives me das mishaleach, but a cotton doesn't have das mishaleach. So mele, a cotton can't have it. If chutz is mishum shlichus, a cotton can't have it. Can you chutz?
If so, then a
cotton
should be able to have a chutz or
chayin
or mishtameris if
that's makos. I think that'll come out. And even according to Reish Lakish, that a cotton doesn't have a chutz to be kind of matana, to be kind of mitzir rather, which is the gemara daf yud. But he would agree that he could be kind of a matana because he had das acheres machna. Could be. Doesn't say anything more otherwise. The more is to remember mitzvah. It's a fair. Shall feed him mitzvah again. It'll come out in Afkamina. Lefi this mahalach and tosis. Lefi this last teretz and tosis in tzuvos. It'll come out in Afkamina. In Reish Lakish not a yelam ma'isa, but it'll come out even in Afkamina lahalocha. Because we don't pass in like Reish Lakish that chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. We pass in like Reish Lakish chotzer mishum yad. That's only when it's oimid b'tzad sadeu. When it's not oimid b'tzad sadeu, so then Rav Yochanan agrees that that has to work with shlichus, like garmi shlichus. And so therefore that a kotan can't have by mitzia, but by matan will come out that a kotan could have. Mechram. The feed the toisus, that would then emerge. By a schus gomer, if matan is, assuming matan is a schus gomer, of course the Rashi says matan is not a schus gomer, so maybe that won't even be enough for me. Right, same matan is ichya. Okay. Yeah.
According to this, Machlokes or Reish Lakish or Yochanan, sounds like Reish Lakish is saying that we don't need. It wasn't Machlokes Mishum Yad and Mishum Tzid, but that Rashi says that Mishum Yad means that just like he has a Yad for his nose to be Mishtameris to get. So then also Mishtameris the Chatzer. So my number Mishum.
Again, it's start again.
What the Rashi says, the mandam of Mishum Yad is that just like she has das to be mishtameres her get, so she has das to be mishtameres the chotzer Mishum Yad. So then the mandam of Mishum Shlichas is going to say there's not enough das. The kavod doesn't have enough das to be a das mishaleya, and that's machlokas on Maron.
Which Rashi are you talking about?
Rashi on the Yom Tzeis and Yom Tzeir.
If chaser mishum yad, so then a chaser does work for a get, because for a get you don't need das. For yad you don't need yad. For the yad you don't need das of a gadol. Even a kotan has enough yad to mekabel a get. Because all she has to be is mishameres is gito. I mean, she shouldn't be mishachal v'chazeres. She knows how to be divorced and stay divorced. So that's enough yad that a kotan could also have. So then a ketana could have a yad. But if you want to have shlichus, a cotton can't have shlichus. But for you, Tosfos, that means you can't have das of shlichus.
So the machlokes on Rome is how much das do you need to have das mishaleach?
No, Rav Yochanan is chotzer mishum yad. So for yad, you don't need das at all. I don't need that. My hand doesn't need das to be a yad. That a yad is a yad.
Why? Why don't you need? Like we're saying now, why don't we need das mishaleach?
No, you only need das mishaleach for shlichus. Rashi says shlichus needs to have das.
Right.
Normally, shlichus has to have das mishaleach and das shaleach. Das mishaleach and das shliach. By zochin you only das mishaleach. By chot you only das shliach. But you need it. But can't do both.
Why does he hold that it's mishum yad? He's saying just like she had enough das for get, so chot is no different. Why is it no different? According
but
to this,
yad doesn't need das at all. There's no din that yad needs das. A shliach is no. A shliach is made with das. Shliach
right.
Is created out of das. And normally shliach is created with an abundance of das. You have das mishaleach and das shliach. So we have certain cases where you can do a shortcut. You can despise chos. You can dis. By Zochan you can dispense with Das Mishaleach. By Chotz you can dispense with Das Shliach. You can't dispense with it altogether. Because Shlichus is a creature of Das. I have das to be mishaleach. You have das to be a shliach. So shlichus is created out of das. That's not a yad. A yad doesn't need das. Yad is a yad. I have a yad. A yad is a yad.
So machlokes is what a chutzir. If a chutzir needs das, according to Mandamah holds.
No, that's maybe a corollary of the machlokes. The machlokes is chutzir mishum yad, chutzir mishum shlichus. So if chutzir is mishum yad, so then it doesn't need das. If chutzir is mishum shlichus, then it has to have das. Because every shlich has to have das. Das requires. That's Rashi's chiddush. That das requires. That shlichus requires das. It's inconceivable to have a shlichus without any yad at all. It's inconceivable to have a shlichus without any das at all. But it's certainly conceivable to have yad without das. Ketana has a yad. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll do we'll go back to Pesach Be'el Sanhedrin, and we'll do. I think it's off from the second. We'll finish the Tosfos we'll be later tomorrow, and the Tosfos. We're going to pick up the Tosfos. It's the second of the very wide lines in Tosfos. We're playing Mehechin this guy. We'll pick up the Tosfos from there. Mission tomorrow. I want to do from there till the end of the Tosfos. Very strange Tosfos. Now that we saw a lot about the Gemara of Ksuvos, and take a look. We now will come back to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and we'll see there's like a strange Tosfos. Seems to be on a different planet than all the other Rishonim that we saw in Ksuvos. And then we will go back to the topic of the Perek, which I remember correctly from Sarah Mer.